Turn back, if you would, to Romans 8. Our text this morning is one verse, verse 28. Let's read that verse again. It says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." Now let's set up this message. Let's introduce it by taking note of two things. The first one is, we just read what God actually said. That's the first point I want to make. Now, I want to read you some different interpretations of the Bible. They call them versions. They call them translations, but they're not translations. A translation is, this is what this word means in this other language. Okay, that's a translation. It's important to actually have God's Word so that we can actually know what God said. Does that make sense? It's vital that we actually have God's Word so that we are following what He actually said. All right, now just listen to this. This is Romans 8:28 on the New International Version, the NIV. It says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." God works presently, actively. God works for the good. He's working for it. Hebrews 4:3 in God's Word says, "The works were finished from the foundation of the world." So that's not a translation. That's an interpretation. All right, now listen to the New Life Version. This is the NLV. "We know that God makes all things work together for the good of those who love Him and are chosen to be a part of His plan." Now, the word plan is nowhere in God's actual Word. A person who has the NLV can say, "Well, it's in my Bible." Well, it may be in the book, but it's not in God's Word. God didn't say it. Isn't that important? All right, listen to the Revised Standard Version. "We know that in everything, God works for good with those who love Him, who are called according to His purpose." Listen to the Amplified Bible. "We are assured and know that God being a partner in their labor, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good to those, to and for those who love God and are called according to His design and purpose." None of those interpretations give me any peace. I looked them up on the internet. It scared me. And I felt so sorry for the people who have those and they think, "I'm holding God's Word." They're not. Poor people. They're zealous. They don't have God's Word. Isn't that sad? I'm so thankful that none of that is what God actually said. That's not what He said. Now, listen to this, okay? Here is the Greek. God wrote this in Greek, and this became translated into English. Now, when you translate Spanish into English, the English way is to say, "I have a white van." And the Spanish way to say it, where everybody understands it, is I have a van white. Is that right? It means the same thing. Some things are switched around, but every language has a way of understanding what it says and comprehending it. But that's an exact translation. Now here's the Greek, okay? Word for word, this is what Romans 8:28 says. We know, and that to the ones loving God, all things work together for good, to those according to purpose, called being. This is God's Word. It says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. That's what God said. That's important, isn't it? David said, this thing is ordered and it's sure. It's ordered and sure. He's not working for the good. He's not working with me on this thing. And he's sure not hoping his plan works out. It's all on purpose. It's all on purpose. Now here's the second thing I want us to take note of. Romans 8:28 is written from the end result to the root of the matter. It's written from the effect to the cause. It's written from the end to the beginning. How do we know that? Verses 29 and 30 are written from the beginning to the end. Whom He foreknew. He started with foreknowing. That's who He predestinated. That's who He conformed, that He might be the firstborn. Whom He predestinated, then He called them, then He justified them, then He glorified them. Now, to understand what Romans 8:28 means, because my simple mind thinks according to time, it's hard for me to comprehend that God never started. I can't go back that far. So I can understand what this is saying about God and how He operates. Let's read this verse backwards. Okay? Word for word, phrase by phrase. Romans 8:28 says, according to His purpose, to them who are called, to them that love God, all things work together for good. And we know that. We're the last to find out. We're the last to find out. That's how the Lord God operates. The good has already happened. The title of this message is, It's All on Purpose. It's all on purpose. Now, we're going to do some turning because I'm going to make some statements that have to be proved. They have to be proven. Go with me to 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Second Timothy 1, let's look at verse 9. This is talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. It says, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. What happened before the world began? What all happened before the world began, when the earth was black and void and without form and in the beginning? Won't it be wonderful when we're all in glory and we're all sitting in whatever we're sitting in, and the Lord is our pastor, and He opens, He says, turn to Genesis 1:1. And He spends about 30,000 years on in the beginning. What happened before the world began? Well, this text right here says something was given to us. That's what the end of it says, which was given us. The us are His people who are in Christ. That's who us is. I want to be an us. But it says it was given before the world ever began. It was given us. What that means is His people were known before the world began. All of them. Every single person was known by Him, and He gave them something before the world ever began. All right, go over a couple of pages to Titus chapter 1. Look at verse 2. In hope of eternal life. Hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. The hope of eternal life was promised before the world ever started. Go to Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1, and look at verse 4. According as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world. All that happened before the world ever started. He chose some and not others before the foundation of the world. He knew who all of His people were before the foundation of the world. I'm trying to set up a real point here. Go to one more. One more. Revelation 13. Revelation 13, look at verse 8. This begins talking about the devil. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life, of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Why was the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world? Before anybody was, before anybody sinned, why was the Lamb slain then? Why were His people chosen before the world began? Why did He do all this before anything started? Here's the answer. His purpose. His purpose. Some people say, God is a big part of my life. No, He's not. He's not. In the purpose and will of God, He made an earth. And He put people in it. And our hope of eternal life is that He's made us a part of His life. The only life there is. That's the hope of eternal life. Everything that God does He purposed it before the world began. Every single thing that happens, happens because of God's purpose. Every single thing. Now, I'm hoping to accomplish two things this morning. Number one, a person who doesn't believe in God, I hope that they see God is. And He's in control and He's in charge. And to all who do believe who He is and love Him, I hope to give great comfort to see God is in control. He is. It's all on purpose. Every single thing. People say, now, wait a minute. There's a lot of bad things that happen in this world. There's a lot of bad things that happen. There's a lot of killing in this world. There's a lot of violence in this world. Are you telling me God did that? Is God the author of sin? God forbid. Absolutely not. We're studying Exodus on Wednesday nights. Pharaoh actually made his army throw every male child that was born into the river. That they did it. He didn't just say it. They did it. Hundreds of thousands of babies? That happened. Had Pharaoh not done that, Moses' mother would have never feared for Moses and put him in an ark and gave him away. And Moses would have never grown up in the house of Pharaoh according to God's purpose. Would have never happened. Pharaoh beat his Hebrew slaves. He tortured his Hebrew slaves. Those are God's people, His actual people. He wouldn't let them go until God with a mighty hand brought them out. And then Pharaoh sent his army after him and he said, kill them all. Go kill them all. Send the whole army. Kill them all. Now just listen to this. For the sake of time, you don't have to turn. But just listen to Romans chapter 9, verse 17. For the Scripture saith, the Word of God says, Jesus Christ says unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. I allowed every single bit of that to happen, so the whole earth could see my purpose, my glory. That's why it happened. All of it was for my glory and purpose. Whether we like it or not, every single person in political office has been put there on purpose. Whether we like it or not. Somebody will say, then why vote? Why vote? Because the lot is cast into the lap. The Lord told us to. The Lord told us to. The lot is cast into the lap. But the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. It's all of the Lord. The Lord God said, the king's heart is in my hand. I turn it like I want it to be turned. What that means is every decision that is made in political office is made for a purpose. Every one of them. Well, there's a lot of bad decisions made. Did God make those? No. But He left those people to themselves. And He allowed them to make those bad decisions for the purpose of His purpose. I'm going to prove that. Let's go to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, look at verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. Now, you know, they're just like us. They're sinners just like us. They're complaining, just like me and you. All of them. They're raising our taxes. I don't like it. It ain't right. It ain't right. Verse 4. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea. He left Galilee. He left Nazareth unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because that's where he was from. Because he was of the house and lineage of David. He had to go back to Bethlehem. Had to, by law. To be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife. That's where she was from. Being great with child. And so it was. While they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. The purpose of God was that the Christ would be born in Bethlehem. How did He bring it to pass? He allowed those greedy men to raise taxes. There are a lot of things that happen that we just don't understand. But here's our comfort. We know that it's happening according to God's purpose. It would be interesting to see what the Lord's purpose was in raising taxes this time. We all got a 2% tax raise. It's on purpose. I'd love to know. Someday He'll tell me. I'd love to know what was His purpose in that. All things work together according to His purpose. Everything. Go with me to Ecclesiastes 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. It's after Proverbs. Psalm, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Verse 1 says, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted. There's a time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace. A time to refrain from embracing. A time to get. There's a time to lose. A time to keep. A time to cast away. A time to rend. A time to sow. A time to keep silence. There's a time to speak. A time to love. A time to hate. Can you believe God said that? There's a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. Look at verse 14. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before Him. Now listen to this. Verse 15 says, that which hath been, the things from the foundation of the world, is now. And that which is to be, the things that haven't even happened yet, hath already been from the foundation of the world. And God requireth that which is past. All things are according to His purpose. He said in Jeremiah, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew you. I knew everything about you. Before I was, before the world was, He knew everything about me. Every single thing. David said, I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from Thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in Thy book, long ago, in Thy book, all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. Everything about me was written in Thy book before anything ever happened. Psalm 37 says, the steps of a good man, every one of them, is ordered by God. All sickness is on purpose. He said in Deuteronomy, I wound and I heal. All famine of money, of economy, of bread is on purpose. He told Elijah, I'm going to stop the rain. You go tell the people, I'm going to stop the rain. All death is on purpose. He said in Deuteronomy, I kill and I make alive. I kill. He said in Revelation, I have the keys of hell and death. All things work together according to His purpose. But now listen to this. Here's the gospel. Here's the good news. All things work together for good. Every single thing. If something happens to those who love God, to those who are called, it's for good. Whether we think it's good or not. Oh no, did you hear that? Whether we feel good or not. You know, we experience a lot of pain and sadness. A lot. But to them that love God, to them whom He called, we know that all things work together for good. We had a work day yesterday. I worked harder yesterday than I've worked in a long time. But it wasn't a work day. It was a fun day. Why did we take a knife? We took a putty knife. Why did we scrape that wall? Why did we dig and chip away at that wall? Why did we blast it with compound? And then we knocked it down. You know why we did that? Good. We all worked together for good. Look at the bottoms of those windows. That's good, ain't it, Tony? While it was happening, did any of us think, boy, this is a bad thing we're doing? Chris was knocking these things out. Just beating on them. Just beating on them. Beating on them. Did any of us think, boy, this is a bad thing? No. Why? You want to know why? We knew the end from the beginning. We knew the end result. We knew that knocking this and beating this and scraping this. Oh, just wait till it's finished. It's going to be good. Why is it that there are times that our chest feels like it's been ripped open and our heart's been ripped out? And we feel like we're nothing but broken and knocked down. Why is that? Good. The more broken and knocked down you are, the more good has been purposed to you. The Lord has been good to us all the days of our lives. If we belong to Him, everything that has ever happened to us has been good. My mother died of cancer. Was that good? Yes. I got three reasons why. I wouldn't be married to her and I wouldn't have them. Because of the events that took place after that. There's plenty more where that came from. You mean plenty more pain and plenty more suffering? Yes, I do. But it's all according to God's good purpose. Every bit of it. Boaz gave Ruth handfuls of purpose. Handfuls. It's all on purpose. All right. I hope the Lord will bless His word. Let's stand together.